Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back into Sports Talk here in the 5 o'clock hour. Go until 7 o'clock tonight. We'll hear plenty from our sound bank. Alvin Kamara, Juwan Johnson, Justin Reed, Brian Brzee. Also got our one-on-one interview with Rashid Shaheed coming up. First, though, we want to get back into what Kellen Moore had to say after the third day of Saints training camp. Our WWL sound bank brought to you by First American Bank. We left off with Moore getting ready to talk about how Jake Haener did in his first day getting reps with the first team offense.
Yeah, Jake's done a tremendous job. His preparation is second to none. He puts in a ton of work. He's got great confidence in himself. He's got great command as far as leading the group that he's a part of. And so he's done a really nice job. Obviously, people didn't get to see him as much during the OTA process just because of the injury. But he's done a really, really good job, and he'll continue to compete just like these other guys.
But he finally has been that quarterback.
Oh yeah. Jake's awesome. Jake brings some juice, some energy. He's done an awesome job, and I think a QB room is a unique room. You spend a lot of time together. You're competing together, but you're spending a ton of time together, and so those guys bonding, connecting with each other while competing at the same time is really important, and these guys bringing out of each other.
A guy that's been a favorite target of all the quarterbacks this training camp right now, Juwan Johnson, got a big contract this offseason and has come into this year looking pretty impressive. And you know what? He's got to be, and hopefully he still is healthy, because we've talked about this a lot. I feel like, Jeff, the tight end room depth is kind of scary after Juwan Johnson. A lot of unknowns.
Yeah, no, certainly. And the Saints had Noah Fant in for a visit today. We'll see if they bring him in. You know, I don't think you would bring Noah Fant in as, okay, you're going to save our offense. You bring him in as kind of Juwan Johnson insurance. And how much are you willing to pay for Juwan Johnson insurance is the question. He also visited the Bengals. So I think if it's a bidding war, the Saints might bow out. But I think they're going to be invested, because here's the thing. You look around the Saints roster and, you know, Foster Moreau, Taysom Hill, you know, if they can get back healthy, that's one thing. But who knows how far out they are. I mean, the Saints, I'm sure, have a better idea than we do. Did see Foster getting in some work at the facility. So he is around. But here's the thing. Like, if Juwan Johnson got hurt tomorrow, who would be the starting tight end?
You know, you asked me this at training camp, and I was like, I guess Jack Stoll.
Jack Stoll? Is that, like, that's your backup plan? It's no way. Can you go into a season with that thin of a tight end room? And you know, I like Malik Yamatavau as a young kind of blocking tight end option. Michael Jacobson has made some plays, but man, like, that's too important to position this offense. And keep in mind, you have a small, speedy wide receiver core. So Juwan Johnson also kind of doubles as your big-bodied receiver option. He's the only guy that you can look at and say, like, I'm going to throw the ball up to him and see if he can go get it. And so that just makes him even more valuable. So I don't know. I just don't see how you can go into a season and not address the position somehow. Because, you know, Taysom, when he comes back, if he comes back, like, you don't know what to expect. You can't bank on him being, you know, 100% with that knee. How long will it take him to get to that point? Foster.
He's not Wolverine and is just healing, you know, automatically.
You know, maybe he is, but it's, you know, more like Wolverine and Logan, where, like, he's not quite healing as well as he used to. But is that too meta of a comic book reference, a comic book movie reference? I don't know. But either way, like, you got to do something. And so we'll see. All that said, like, I am very high on Juwan Johnson. I think, you know, we've said this before and we've been burned before, but I really do think that this is the year that Juwan puts everything together. I think it would have been last year, but that injury in camp really kind of derailed.
There were just inconsistencies everywhere, too.
Yeah, but like, when you're installing a new offense and you miss the entire training camp, you're going to have a slow start. You're not going to have the trust of the coaching staff. You're not going to have the trust of the quarterback in that offense. And I think that's a big part of the reason why you didn't really see Juwan come on until later in the season.
Let's hear Kellen Moore on two tight ends. First up, Juwan Johnson. Here's what he had to say.
Juwan's done awesome. His ability to play in the pass game, certainly we recognize. But, you know, as we build this thing, his ability to get in the run game, get involved in whatever role and capacity he has, you know, he's going to keep building on that. So he's done a really good job.
The other tight end that Coach Moore talked about today, Michael Jacobson.
Yeah, he keeps making plays. That's all you can ask for is you get opportunities, you make plays, and Michael's done that throughout OTAs, certainly throughout training camp. He finished practice with a big-time catch down the middle, and so awesome job by him.
You look at, you know, Jacobson stands out there because he is so tall.
Yeah, and he did have a really nice catch down the middle of the field. He makes
consistent during the day.
He makes catches
last 3 days.
He makes catches on high balls very effectively, and that's not the easiest thing to do, right? You got to get, you know, I think it's the athleticism that comes with being a former college basketball player. We did get a text in just now that says Jimmy Graham is rested and ready. I don't know if rested is the word. He did spend 10 days
rowing
across the Arctic.
He's also officially retired now.
But it says canoeing to stay in shape. He's not canoeing. He's rowing, and these are fancy rowboats. They're not just your average rowboat. You sleep in those suckers. You got to live on that thing. Jimmy Graham's retired. He's not coming to the rescue. That's the thing. Like, Michael Jacobson right now is like a legitimate option for you because you don't have anybody else. And, you know, I not to talk down on Michael Jacobson, but, like, his next catch in an NFL game will be his first. But no, like the athleticism is there. And so if you are looking for a receiving tight end option, maybe he's a guy you look at. He's been around forever, it feels like. I mean, this is what, his third offseason with the Saints. Maybe this is the year he gets an opportunity with the actual team in a regular season game. But I'd also like to see him do something in a preseason game before we start to talk about that.
One of the new additions on this black and gold bunch, after Tyrann Mathieu retired, they signed safety Julian Blackmon. Head coach Kellen Moore talked about the signing after Tyrann stepped away the day before training camp kicked off.
I think the first part is you want really good football players. You focus on that part, and then we'll figure out some of the scheme components. But anytime you do lose a player, you'd like to, you know, fill in the gaps, you know, as closely as you can. And so we feel like, you know, we accomplished both those things. We got a really, really good player who's played a lot of football at a really, really high level. And certainly his position where he'll play certainly complements and tends to lean towards how Tyrann played.
Julian Blackmon, 26 years old, was a 2020 third-round pick of the Indianapolis Colts, had spent his career, there before signing with the Saints. And you look at his career, has 225 total tackles, solo tackles,
yeah,
sorry.
I was gonna say 300 total.
Yeah, and 66 games played, 1.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, 4 fumbles recovered, 10 interceptions, does have a touchdown in his career as well. Definitely someone you're expecting not to come in here and be someone that plays in a reserve role. This is probably the guy starting alongside Justin Reed.
He's a starter. The reason he waited so long to sign is because he's looking for an opportunity where he's A, going to get paid what he wants, and B, get an opportunity like he wants. He's going to come in and be a starter.
There you go.
I'm going to give him a little bit of a hard time because the one game I've really paid attention to, Julian Blackmon was that 2023 game where the Saints played the Colts, and Colts secondary wasn't using that film as teach tape. Let's put it that way. Rashid Shaheed's still running. He had 3 catches for like 160
and
yards.
Blackman's still running after him.
And if you go back and watch some of those clips, there's a number 32 running after him. That would be Julian. But no,
now
I mean,
he's 28 though.
Yeah, he changed his number. I think maybe he didn't want to be associated with that. But no, I mean, all that said, like, that's one game. I do think that this late in the offseason to find a guy with his pedigree, with, you know, a third round pick, started 61 career games. All those interceptions, 10 career interceptions. He had 3 last year, and he was playing hurt all season. Like, that's a lucky break for the Saints to be able to find that guy this late in this process. And so, no, I mean, like, they're going to try to win games. I think that's the disconnect between the local and the national, is, like, the Saints aren't going out there saying, like, we're going to lose all our games. No, they're putting a team together that they think can go and compete.
Yeah, people are wondering, why are you signing Blackmon? Why are you trying to get Fant in here?
Right. Like you're trying to go win, and that's the best team you can put out there is these guys. And you know, we'll see how that goes, but I don't think that they're going to lose games because of the secondary.
Taking a break on Sports Talk. When we turn, we'll get back more into our audio and hear from the birthday boy, Alvin Kamara, after this on WWL Saints Radio.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Saints training camp has been rolling along. We've just got through day three. The Saints have off tomorrow. We'll get back at it on Sunday. A guy that had off today's session, though, before having Saturday off, was Alvin Kamara as he was celebrating his 30th birthday. Makes you feel a little bit old seeing Alvin Kamara turn 30.
Yeah. Yeah. I always get a kick out of it. Like, I'm at the age now where when an NFL player is that age, they are over the hill. Like Tyrann Mathieu is this ancient 33-year-old man.
You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm the same age as Cam Jordan. When Cam Jordan retires, I'm going to retire. That's my deal. We're going to retire at the same time.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's probably a little bit better
financially,
better off financially than I am.
But Alvin Kamara, been awesome since coming to the Saints. Started out his career with five consecutive Pro Bowls when he was the Offensive Rookie of the Year when he came into the league with the Black and Gold in 2017. Came just 50 yards short of 1,000 yards rushing last year. I think he could have got it. The team decided to keep him out those final games or any risk of any further injury for him in meaningless matchups. There was no point in trying to damage your most potent offensive weapon in games that really didn't mean anything.
Yeah, and I mean, I want him to get 1,000 yards so
I'm
bad.
I'm sure he will.
I hope so. I was sure he would last year about halfway through the year, and that didn't work out. One of my issues, and it's nothing to do with like performance or anything, and he's already the Saints' all-time leading rusher, so it's not like that means anything, but at the end of his career, like, he's a Hall of Fame running back, in my opinion, and the only, like, one of the only things you can point at him and say, like, he never had 1,000 yards in his career, right? And you give him 1,000-yard season, all of a sudden that stops being said.
But he definitely did have 1,000-yard years, all-purpose yards. Because of the receiving yards.
Sure, for sure. But there's, for whatever reason, that 1,000 yards as a running back means something. Four digits rushing. It matters. I don't know why it matters. It just does. So I hope he can get that either this year or next year, because I assume he's going to have two more years.
We heard from running back Alvin Kamara, WWL Sound Bank, brought to you by First American Bank, leads off talking about head coach Kellen Moore.
He's real focused, man. He's pretty even, knows what he wants, the way he times things up. It's like a reason. It's a reason behind, you know, why the periods are set up the way they set up, and why the plays are set up the way they set up in each period. He seems like he's very, very confident in why and when he's doing things. So.
Do you get excited about sort of the success that he's had with running backs in his past?
Of course.
Stands out to
you? Yeah, of course. And, I mean, obviously with Saquon just being the last and doing it, man, it's exciting. You know, I try not to look too far ahead. You got to grind, and it's a lot to learn. Just with everybody, you know, it's a whole new team. So just kind of getting catching everybody vibe and seeing where everybody's head's at. Like, you know, I know a lot about B. Cook, but you know, I never played with him. So catching his vibe, and then, you know, Shaheed and Chris are older now, so I'm just watching them, and it's like it's cool to see them grow, and you know, obviously see Eric, all these guys, Banks, Tally, Trevor at a new position, man. I'm just doing a lot of observing right now.
Would you want Saquon level touches, like 350 carries, or is that a crazy number?
I'm gonna call Saquon. I'm gonna ask him how he felt on Sundays after the game. But I think balance is important, right? So efficiency with how I'm getting the ball, when I'm getting the ball, and then, you know, we got dogs on the team, so hopefully those guys get some spin and get the ball and, you know, loosen things up for me. So then it's, you know, I'm a big believer in hustle smart, not hard. So, you know, the best way I can get the ball and the most productive I can be and the most efficient ways, that's what I'm looking for. And I think Kel got that. So
there's been some seasons where it has been maybe more efficient, some seasons where it's been like,
so I know what it is. I know what it feels like. Yeah. So that's really what I'm looking for. Just the efficiency, man, like make those touches count, you know, whether it's 10 rushes and 5 catches or 10 catches and 5 rushes. Like if those spots are good and you know, we rolling and I think it puts me in the best position to help, man, that's what I'm looking for.
I know it's very easy to say we don't care what people say from the outside and we're, you know, giving our 100% every day and all that.
Uh-huh.
How do you weigh coming in as a veteran knowing to finish last by a lot of people who are going to start an inexperienced quarterback?
I'm going to tell you, you know, I don't watch sports. You know, I don't watch SportsCenter, all that. So everything that is said about us, it gets sent to me either by my brother, my friends, like my 4 best friends, or like my mom will randomly call me and be like, like yesterday, she right when I found out Tyron retired, she's like, Tyron retired? I'm like, yeah, mom. She's like, did you talk to him? I'm like, nah, not yet. Or she just, so that's how I find things out. But I really never been a fan of the noise, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care. I literally, like, genuinely, wholeheartedly don't care. Like, I have a better word for, like, in between don't and care. But I'm focused on what's going on in here.
But how about the importance of things like the spirit and the energy and the belief and the buy-in? I mean, is it harder to do when, I mean, there's sometimes when you think you have the best team in the league and sometimes when you know there's like a mountain.
I think that comes from like a guy like me, the Marios, Cams, like the guys that have been here before, like you said, that have experience with knowing that, shoot, you could feel like you're on top of the world and then you end up kind of having some bumps and bruises and end up not really where you saw yourself, and then it could be the opposite. You could feel like, this year we ain't and then you explode. So I think right now we just building. We building. I think it's especially for me, and I know Demario over there and Cam, them guys are gonna talk, and I know they're gonna have the same message. Like we have to build. You know, we have to earn the respect of each other. We have to earn the respect of these coaches, get back the respect of these fans, and shoot, on Sunday it'll take care of itself. I think we got talent. Guys around here played a lot of football. And we just gotta get our vibe back, man. We just gotta get our spark back. So
when you're talking about building earlier, I feel like you have to build more when you're coming off a season like you guys do, or is it the same kind of building?
I think from the outside looking in, you would think that you would have to build more, but I think every year is the same kind of formula, right? Not the same formula per se, but the same mind space. It's like, okay, this team is not last year's team, right? It's a different team, whether it's players, coaches. There's a lot of things that change. There's a lot of moving parts. So I think in my mind, at least, I go into every year with, okay, I got to be better than last year. So whatever I do, I got to grind 10 times harder. I got to be 10 times smart. Like, so that's my whole mindset. So I think from top to bottom, you know, I feel like I exude that. It's other guys around the locker room that exude that. And it just trickles down, and then that becomes the identity of the team, right? So when we're talking about building, there's core values, I think, that we've lost, that I think there's guys in here that have it, but for some reason, it just wasn't sticking throughout the whole team consistently. So I think it's just like from year to year, you want to be great. The goal is the Super Bowl, so that goal doesn't change. So how you get to that goal every year, there's different puzzle pieces, there's different ways to put it together. But you know the vibe stays the same. It's like I got to be better than last year. I got to be better than the version of myself last year. I gotta be a better teammate. I gotta be a better player personally. I gotta prepare better. I gotta work harder. So those are just the essentials, right? I think so.
That was Saints running back Alvin Kamara. And yeah, the other day when he did take the podium, wearing an Atlanta Braves cap, just gave me the shivers, though.
He's from Atlanta, man.
I know, but it was still like, yeah, I don't want to see the Atlanta Braves cap.
What baseball team would you expect him to be a fan of?
Yankees fan.
Why?
Why not?
Because he's from Atlanta.
just anything with the Atlanta logo on it. I just, gives me the hibbity jibbities here in New Orleans.
Fair enough. But you know what? One thing that Alvin talked about that a lot of the veteran players have talked about, and I think is, you know, we brought it up on this show, like Kellen Moore values his players' time in ways that the players appreciate.
Yeah.
Like, and it's, you know, and I don't. It's kind of indicative of like maybe that wasn't happening over the last several years. Like, that's one of the questions they pose to the players in these report cards every year. It's like, do you feel like the coaches make good use of your time? Like, they care about, are they wasting your time? And it's just, it's clear. Like, I think that's okay as a former player, and he's a recent player. You know, like, you talk about former players, right? Like, the guys who were players in the 70s, you know, things were different then. Kellen Moore was a player like 8 years ago. So he knows what modern players care about. He knows what the expectations are for modern players in terms of how their time should be used and how the limited practice time should be utilized. And I think that's like every veteran player has gotten up there and talked about it. So I think that's one of the reasons. Like, when you're to be a player's coach in this era is a little different. And I think Kellen understands that.
That was Alvin Kamara. You heard in our WWL Sound Bank, brought to you by First American Bank. When we come back from our break, we'll hear our interview today that Jeff and I did with Saints wide receiver Rashid Shaheed. So keep it locked right here on WWL Saints Radio.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk here on WWL. Steve Gell along with Jeff Nowak. Happy to be joined by Saints wide receiver Rashid Shaheed. Man, how's your offseason been doing? How's everything going for you coming back from injury and getting ready for a new year, new team?
Yeah, new team, new year. Feels great. We're ready to go. Feel really healthy going into the season. It's the best I felt going into a season for sure. So I'm ready to win some games.
You sure have looked it out there. I mean, I was impressed right away with, you know, OTAs, minicamp, all that. I was like, doesn't look like a guy that's had, you know, knee surgery right now. Coming into this year, though, looking at this offense, you got to new head coach with Kellen Moore, who just won a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
A lot of exciting stuff in store for New Orleans. What's been the biggest difference for you now with a guy with an offensive mind leading the way?
Yeah, no. So far, I'm loving it. And I feel like he has a great understanding of you know, offensive schemes and how, you know, how to break down defenses. And he's had so much success as offensive coordinator. So how can you not be excited? And, you know, since day one, he's emphasized how excited he is to coach us. So how can you not go out there and, you know, just want to fly around and compete? You know that he's going to take care of us, and you know everything is going to work out great.
I see you hurdle a Gatorade cooler today.
You did see that. That was not scripted. That was definitely not scripted, but it looked pretty cool. Huh?
Yeah, you know, every now and then you'll see players are like, I think that guy could be in the Olympics.
Yeah.
And like when they hurdle Gatorade coolers in the scope of practice, it's just something special. But you know, obviously not a lot of games last year. Like it was a shortened season. What I felt like I saw from you was kind of development as an all-around wide receiver. I go back to that Falcons game in particular, and obviously there was a rough moment in that Falcons game on the punt return, but the rest of that game, it felt like, you know, you were just catching balls at all three levels of the game. And I talked to Keith Williams, and he agreed, like, he felt like he saw that from you. What has been that process for you of identifying things in your game, and what are you trying to add to your game every year?
Just that, exactly that, you know, the element of not just deep, but, you know, intermediate and medium route running. I feel like that's a big part of my game that hasn't been, you know, displayed quite yet, but I know that I can't do it. And, you know, that will only, you know, help me further my success in this league.
Is a guy like Brandon Cooks really helpful in that regard? Because it seems like that he came in with that kind of, okay, speedster at Oregon State. And then he just kind of developed over the course of time. And now you don't think of him as maybe the downfield threat, but he's kind of an all levels guy.
Yeah. No, just coming in and seeing how he works every day, you understand how a guy, you know, turns the table, not from just being a speed guy, but to all around guy and having so much success through 12 seasons in the NFL. It's crazy to see. And he's been nothing but a help in the receiving room. You know, he gives so much insight and so much knowledge. And I love having him around.
biggest buzz about this black and gold bunch going into the year has definitely been the quarterback competition. Yep. Curious from the wide receiver standpoint, is it difficult trying to get acclimated to all these different guys throwing to you, or is it just see ball, get ball kind of thing?
Yeah, no, it's definitely see ball, get ball. You know, as receivers, that's our job. It doesn't matter who's behind center. We got to make the plays for them. And whoever is back there on Sundays, you know, we're going to be confident, and they're also going to be confident, and we're always going to be put in the right situation. So I'm super excited, man. All these guys, quarterbacks, have come out and competed at a very high level. So we know that whoever's going to be back there is going to be ready.
How does it feel for you going into this year? It's like the 1-2 combo everyone's been talking about. It's you, Chris Olave. You're like one of the main dudes now.
Right. Yeah. No. It's super cool. You know, being an undrafted guy, you know, I always got a chip on my shoulder every year, and having a guy like Chris, you know, we know that. DBs are always going to be on their toes trying to cover us, and adding B Cooks and all the young guys we got, man, we have a young talented group, and I'm super excited for this season, and I feel like we're going to see a lot of growth.
What was this offseason like for you, obviously dealing with the injury? It was pretty early in the season, so at what point did you feel like you were 100%, and did your process change at all getting ready for camp coming off the knee injury?
Right. I felt like my process was had to be a little bit different, you know, coming off the injury. I had a really long off season, but I feel like, you know, I spent a lot of time out here with our trainers and in California, you know, just working to get back. And I feel like around March is when I started to feel 100% and just kind of back into the flow of things. And I was ready to, you know, attack OTAs. And by the time I got back, I felt 100%. And, you know, just kind of maintain from there.
Yeah, and just being able to, obviously new coaching staff, a lot of changes, but Keith Williams, wide receivers coach's thing. How nice was that to just be able to come into a new system but have that continuity with the coach?
Yeah, no, it's great. We love Coach Williams, man. He's like family to us, and you know, he keeps it so real with us each and every day. And, you know, he builds so much confidence in us. And, yeah, just to have, you know, all the new guys around, but to keep him, I feel like was the right choice, 100%. And to have all these new guys around him, and it just works so perfectly with him. And you know, I think it's going to continue to show, and we got to continue to grow with him.
Have you bulked up at all? I feel like every year you come in, your shoulders are just a little bit bigger.
For sure, yeah.
Woke up to Kobe's like, right. This is the guy that doesn't miss the gym.
Yeah, no, 100%. I did gain about 10 pounds of muscle. Wow. So yeah, I've never thought I'd play at 190, but here I am.
Is that where you're at?
Yeah. So I feel great at this. You know, I spent a lot of time, you know, making sure I can still move at this weight throughout the off season. So
don't lose that speed either.
Yeah, can't lose it. Yeah, you know, that's a big part of my game. So yeah, feeling good.
Well, besides all that pumping iron and getting ready with the quarterbacks, I know you got to work with the QBs this off season as well.
Yeah.
What are some of the things like away from football you got to do leading into this training camp?
Right. Yeah. I know we spent some time out in Oregon and Arizona and California with the quarterbacks, and it was great. It was always fun to, you know, spend some time off the field as well. Doing activities, team activities, and I feel like we made a huge step since last season with the team, you know, camaraderie, and just, you know, getting closer with the guys. It's been a really fun offseason, and now we're just ready to show it on Sundays.
Rashid, thanks so much for the time today. Guess the lucky this season. Look forward to seeing you more in camp and also come the regular season, not too far away. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Shahid's definitely a guy, Jeff, that I'm pretty high on in fantasy football for this year as well.
Oh, yeah. Like, I just got booked on a fantasy football podcast, and, like, that's going to be my main takeaway. It's like, if people in your league are sleeping on Shahid and you can take him in, like, the 10th round,
grab
him. Take him. Because I think he's in line for a big season. Because I think, I don't know what the Saints defense is going to look like. I don't know if they're going to be in high scoring games, low scoring games, but like, he's going to get the ball. And one thing we've seen over the first 3 days of practice that, like, I feel like would typically be in your later practices is you've seen a lot of like end arounds and reverses. Definitely. With both Chris Olave, right, and Rashid Shahid, and getting them in, like, having that be there this early is an indicator of, like, hey, like, this is going to be a big part of your offense. Like, you're going to manufacture ways to get Rashid Shahid the ball. And I've been saying that for years. Like, I want to find ways to use that punt returner skill set in the offense. Like, he's got that ability. And you know what? I mentioned the Falcons game, and I keep bringing it up because it's the one of the few games in his career where, you know, his numbers were not based on oh, he caught like three deep balls, so he has 150 yards. In that game, he had 8 catches on 11 targets for 83 yards. He had 2 carries for 14 yards. He just missed the touchdown. If you go back and watch, there was a play. He tried to hurdle Jesse Bates, and Jesse kind of caught him and carried him out of bounds at the goal line. Taysom Hill scored on the next play, but like he was just
Taysom
making.
The fantasy football vulture.
Yeah, the vulture of all vultures. He just was making plays, and I was so excited for the rest of that season. That's why it was such a bummer that he got hurt a couple games later, and that was that Thursday night football game against the Broncos. Because I also just like Rashid in the sense that, you know, he came out of Weber State. You know, like, I think he's just genuinely happy that people like to talk to him and, like, interview him seriously about the game, because he just always seems so excited to talk to everybody.
With Shahid, too, just the potential there to unlock so much more. Looking forward to seeing what Kellen Moore and how he decides to utilize him in this offense. You mentioned we've been seeing a lot of the end-arounds, jet sweeps in training camp practices early on. That's definitely not been the case in years past.
Not nearly enough, and it's annoying because like his first touch of an NFL career was a jet sweep against the Bengals, where it was just like, oh, who's this guy? And he was like, and go back and watch that play, because when we talk about like he's so much bigger now, like he's taken so much time in terms of like making his body capable of surviving at the NFL. He was a little beanpole in that first game against the Bengals. And you look at him now, it looks like a different dude. And that's, you know, how do you go from being a deep threat, a deep shot artist, to being an all-around wide receiver? It's by putting in the work in the offseason so that you can survive having a game where you get 11 targets and 8 catches. And I think he's done that.
Do you think they still utilize him as much in the kick return game or try to save him more?
I think he's a guy in the kick return game that you use in select instances. I don't need him out there all the time. Yeah. And punt return, like, I think that's what it is I don't need him out there fielding a punt that I just need to fair catch. I want him out there when, you know, you got a team backed up, like against the Bucs in his punt return touchdown last year. The Bucs were punting from the shadow of their goalpost. I want him out there for those where they are not going to have much ability to do anything to flip the field. I don't need him out there when all I want is a fair catch. I want like a Dante Pettis out there for that. Because that's going to allow you to take some of that strain off of him. And on the kickoffs, I can find somebody else.
Questions, comments, what you're doing this weekend, anything you want to sound off with on the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870, hanging out. Me, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long here till 7 o'clock here, folks, on WWL. Be back with more Sports Talk, talking Saints training camp right after this on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, we've been breaking down Saints training camp, and a thing that stood out today, too, as well, with some guys getting a Veterans Day of rest early on here in training camp, was at the center position, Eric McCoy having the day off, and things weren't necessarily entirely smooth without McCoy on the field.
Yeah. I mean, well, so Will Clapp is the backup center.
Yeah.
And I think that was kind of always the play, is you brought in Will Clapp because he played center with Kellen Moore in L.A. with the Chargers. So he felt comfortable there. I thought it was fine when he was in there. Kyle Hergel
is
a UDFA from last year. He did get center reps. He came in as a guard, but he played center at Boston College as well. So, you know, there was some rough snaps. Like, there was some low snaps. And whenever you're talking about the center, it's typically because something didn't go right, you know, and that's a good way to make sure you're looking for some options at center, is to snap the ball low a couple times.
Just a reminder too of just how much Eric McCoy means to this team as well.
Yeah, and he did tell Fuaga that he's not allowed to play center.
Right,
that is off limits, so he has no intention of foregoing that spot anytime soon.
Getting a break here on Sports Talk for top of the hour news. When we get back, more of our Saints Soundbank Plus. Chris Titone, who is part of Happy Gilmore 2, now streaming on Netflix, kind of a special guest for us here on Sports Talk. Look forward to talking to him. We'll be back with even more, so stay tuned right here on WWL. Who dat?
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.